Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because once again there aren't any for today. I'm getting closer to throwing in the towel on daily video production, probably sometime next year or maybe after my 10-year anniversary, which is about a year away. I was going to start a Sigma channel, but I'm worried that'll eventually get demonetized too. I don't want to deal with the fear of building something that gets demolished yet again. So most likely I'm going to start posting my Lego creations on my travel channel, which is currently monetized. I'm even worried about doing my own commentary on that channel. YouTube clearly is punishing me by forcing me to approve all comments manually these days, as well as not allowing me to monetize while other MGTOW channels can. If you want me to keep making videos, then I need the donations. As for today's video, Oxford University has gone woke. But with higher and higher tuition fees, they certainly won't be going broke. Let me now read the most important parts of that article with the same name by someone named Christopher Berg, and I quote, "If governments are worried about the gender pay gap, why do they not simply tax men more and women less, such that they receive more equal after-tax earnings? Women and men have different income distributions. This figure shows that women have a much more concentrated distribution at the middle earnings levels, in Norway as an example, while at the top of the income distribution, they're mainly men. If someone works less, then they're taxed more. It is costly to tax them, as their behavior is distorted by the tax. Typically, responsiveness is measured by the elasticity of taxable income. My calculations show that an increase in the marginal tax rate for women would reduce their pre-tax earnings by about twice as much as the same tax increase for men. The question is still why women respond differently than men do. More women than men work part-time, and this makes it more attainable for women to adjust their labor supply when their taxes change by increasing. In total, both the differences in income distributions and elasticities would support the argument that women should pay lower taxes than men. One possible implementation of that approach would be to introduce a lump sum tax fee on men and give the proceeds to women. This would reduce both income inequality and economic distortions. We can observe a few countries that explicitly set lower taxes for women than men. There are often subsidies to mothers. It is also noteworthy that even though there are many advocates for equal pay, there are fewer advocates for lower income taxes for women. Different occupations have different salaries, and there are more women in sectors with lower pay, such as healthcare. If this is hard to change, why should governments not use tax policy to compensate women for their lower pay, at least until the gender pay gap is closed? In conclusion, even though tax policy could address the gender pay gap, it does not follow that gender-based taxation is the optimal tax policy. Horizontal equity may provide a justification for why governments, even though they worry about the gender gap, do not set lower income taxes for women than men," unquote. I'll share my thoughts on this in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself. Structure your thoughts and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men should be taxed more than women, Clown World Show. Taxing men more will incentivize men to work less or leave the country with their capital to countries where they'll be treated more fairly. That means less men in the labor pool competing for a growing number of jobs. That means that employers will have to increase pay to men in order to attract and retain male workers due to a supply shock in qualified workers. All that because men have to pay more tax than women. Then as the competition for labor from employers intensifies, men will make more and more money and pay more taxes. But it'll be off the backs of the corporations that'll have to pay more in wages. This then shrinks corporate profits, and share prices sink as employees eat up more and more of the profits. Also, of course, different occupations have different salaries, because they take different levels of effort and skill. While growing up, my mother said that a lowly street sweeper and doctor made the same amount of money under communism in the Soviet Union. She said that like it was a good thing. But why would someone actually work hard and study to become a doctor if they could just live a stress-free life and sweep trash off the streets? Some jobs receive more social status than others. So in effect, Soviet workers were paid in social status and social currency. If by some crazy fluke, Christopher Berg's idea of taxing men more than women ever became a reality, then eventually, the communists that bring it about will demand that everyone receive the same amount of attention on social media. and that it's not fair that some people have millions of followers while most have none. Christopher also couldn't figure out why women would actually work in lower-paying fields like healthcare. It didn't seem to make any rational sense to him. Well, some women are in lower-paid sectors of the economy because they enjoy caregiving and nurturing more than men do. Sometimes economic incentives do not come first, but emotional ones. Don't I usually discuss how women are a lot less rational than men when it comes to money? Sometimes working at something can offer more than just a monetary reward. Christopher also didn't differentiate between types of income. Would governments only tax men's employment income, or would they actually apply that to investable income as well? Dividends and capital gains are taxed much lower, and why doesn't he talk about the investor versus the worker tax rate? If there's inequality anywhere, it's there. But the elites don't want you to talk about how their income is taxed less because it's not earned from the sweat of their brow. Instead, they want us plebs pointing fingers at each other instead of them. And many women are buying into the bullshit because they're naive about things. What about senior citizens on a fixed investment-based income? Would grandpa have to pay more for dividend taxes for the same investment that grandma owns? Lowering taxes on women will create more inflation as women have more money to spend into the economy, thus flooding it with dollars. Men save more money than women do. But if women have more money to spend, we'll actually see the inflation in things women buy go up more, and deflation in things that men buy go down. If we lower taxes for women without subsequently raising them for men, then more money will flood into that economy. Look at what a couple rounds of stimmy checks did by releasing the inflation genie out of the bottle. And it's like toothpaste. It's easy to squeeze it out by printing money. But it's next to impossible to get it back into the tube once it's out. If corporations have to pay more money for labor, then who's going to pay for the tax shortfall? Inflation also forces central banks to raise interest rates, so governments are going to have a harder time paying for debt servicing. Christopher also couldn't figure out why women cut their work hours by twice as much as men when taxed more. The answer is simple. Because women are human beings and men are human doings. Our identity is far more likely to be wrapped up in our work. So we'll stay at our job even if we're not getting paid as much. Even when we aren't being paid fairly, we need purpose. So we're willing to work for less than we're worth. Christopher's proposal is a solution where we introduce a lump sum tax on men and give the money to women. What about women that make more money than men in their own field? Would women that get paid more than the average man also see the redistribution of wealth going from a poor man to them a richer woman? So this is communism and it's being researched and promoted at Oxford. Don't they teach history there? Don't they know that they already tried redistributing wealth from the businesses to male workers back in the 20th century? And that experiment failed. So now the next thing is to try to redistribute from male workers to female ones. As if that's going to work. It's the same old argument that people in the past didn't do communism right, and that somehow it'll work if we try the same thing again today. Good intentions do not trump human nature. If taxes for men are increased, many of us are basically going to find creative ways to legally avoid taxes. And many men will cease producing and working out of the principle of the thing, or be unproductive on the job as a passive-aggressive protest. Also, of course, the most people are advocating for equal horizontal equity. That's something that Christopher brought up that I cut out of reading at the beginning. Horizontal equity doesn't give preferential treatment to women over men. It treats men and women the same way, and it's about equality. That's the way that it should be. But humans are not equal. Trying to shove us into the same box doesn't work either because we all have different strengths and weaknesses. Punishing men with higher taxes simply because we are men kind of reminds me of the film Harrison Bergeron. In that film, they handicap the smart to make the stupid feel better. In the case of taxing men more, it would be about handicapping the productive financially and then handing the spoils of their labor to those that make less. You promote laziness in men if we're treated unfairly in such a way. I think these sorts of arguments will be obsolete shortly as Bitcoin begins to compete with the government currencies for the coveted spot of store value. What's the point of printing money when the real inflation rate is around 10 to 15%? The elites want us to squabble over who makes more money, women or men. But at the same time, they devalue our savings each and every single year. I think that's why a lot of the gender pay gaps chatter is happening in the first place. Because it's easier to get us to fight each other for scraps instead of letting us realize that our pockets are being picked by central bankers. If you have $1 million in the bank and you make $150,000 a year salary, then even if you save every dollar each year outside of the basics, you're still losing purchasing power, or just breaking even. If you can magically grow your money by 25% a year and keep 20% after tax, then you can safely spend 5 to 10% without eroding your purchasing power due to that inflation. So in many ways, it doesn't actually pay to work once you have a sizable amount of savings and investments. I would gladly pay more money in tax than women if government stopped destroying the value of my savings through inflation and money printing. If you want to read that article in its entirety, then the link is down below. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way the communists expect to turn men into productive slaves, while expecting that communism 2.0 won't be smashed to oblivion. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Marxists out of the greatest universities in the world away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.